USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As President Biden released more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves in an effort to temporarily lower the price, it's been discovered the United States is down to 25 days of diesel supply. The figures were provided by the Energy Information Administration and shows diesel stockpiles are at their lowest level since 1993. A California teacher was arrested Thursday and charged with hiding a teen who had been reported missing for nearly 2 years. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office said that it charged 61-year-old Holga Castillo Olivares with intent to conceal from a parent and contributing to the delinquency of a minor for her role in sheltering Michael Ramirez. Michael was 15 at the time when he went missing in June of 2020. Family members speak out on Sacramento NBC3 about the teacher's criminal actions.
Any parent out there that has a missing child, you think the worst. You think the absolute worst.
A skydiver has died after a hard landing from a pregame jump at a Tennessee high school football game on Friday. Washington County School Superintendent Jerry Boyd said the diver jumped above David Crockett High School football stadium in northeastern Tennessee. That's in the towns of Jonesboro. Jump Tennessee, a company in Greenville, said the 55-year-old man worked with the company and had done more than 1,500 jumps in the past. Climate activists once again use violence to push their narrative and theory of climate change. Police arrested a pair of German protesters who threw mashed potatoes Sunday at a Monet painting that once sold for more than $110 million. It was protected by glass and was not damaged. The incident took place at Barberini Museum, about 20 miles southeast of Berlin. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full 1 pound bags of original U.S. government struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
As talk of impeaching President Biden for his dereliction of duty on the southern border, one lawmaker speaks out. Way too often impeachment has been used as a political tool.
Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik has recently suggested impeaching President Biden is on the table if the GOP regains control in Congress. But at least one member of the Congresswoman's party is not necessarily on board with that plan. That was Congresswoman Nancy Mace during an appearance on CNN's Face the Nation. This is not the first time she has criticized impeachments. She suggested part of the reason she chose not to vote for impeaching former President Trump following the January 6th attacks was because due process was stripped away from the proceedings.
I am not interested in playing tit for tat. I am not interested in retaliation. Impeachment has been weaponized over the years, and we've seen that. I really want us to be focused on the economy, on tackling inflation with responsible policy. We also need to look at crime and immigration.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hurricane Roslyn has killed at least two people after making landfall near Santa Cruz on Mexico's west coast as a Category 3 storm on Sunday. The force of the storm is gone, but lingering heavy rainfall from the remnants of Roslyn could lead to flooding and possible landslides over coastal west and central Mexico. My name is Lance Pry, and thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles.
No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.